This is Current State on WKAR. For a long time, libraries have embraced change, becoming much more than simply a place to find a book. Music, movies, you name it, libraries try to keep up with the demands of their visitors. The East Lansing Public Library's newest effort is a maker studio. And Current State's Scott Pohl spent some time at the library learning about the East Lansing Public Library 2.0 Maker Studio. Scott, you've been putting in some nice library time lately.
That's right.
I'm kind of jealous. At the Lansing Library last week, you took us on a tour there for that anniversary. What's happening that's new in East Lansing?
Well, you know, maker studios are springing up all over the place. The idea is to provide equipment that people might not be able to afford on their own so they can try new things. That can mean computers or power tools in some cases, but for the East Lansing Public Library, it means stuff like 3D printers and music recording equipment. I talked with the library's director, Kristen Shelley, and Meg Croft of Woven Art in East Lansing. She's providing a loom to help people try working out with textiles. Kristen Shelley tells me that when it comes to libraries opening maker studios, East Lansing is near the front of the line. The first of their two studios opened in the library about a week ago.
We had at least 70 people come through, families, seniors, and every age in between, to come look at our 3D printers and we have a MIDI keyboard where people can create music, and we have high-end Adobe Suite where people can produce high-end brochures, posters, product, say for a small business that needs advertising. And that is taking off with great guns. I mean, it's going wonderfully. And so our second one is going to be at the Marriott, the University Place, actually, in Suite 212, which is upstairs on the second floor. And that is going to open on October 1st at 4 p.m. And we're going to have a launch party. So we invite everybody to come out and see that space. It's a much larger space than what we have in the library. It is 1,350 square feet. So it's where Douglas J. used to do their massages and facials. So it's a little chopped up, but it actually works very well for a maker studio or a maker space, because we can have the community loom when you walk in. We're going to have an Arduino lab. We're going to have 3D printing, sewing machines, bike repair workshops, and so much more. So the divided area actually works very, very well for us.
You mentioned the loom in the new space, and that's part of why we have you here, Meg, is one of the instructors from one of the local businesses utilizing the space. What's in it for you and your business to take part in this program?
Well, the community loom at the Makerspace in the downtown Marriott is really going to encourage people to try fiber arts for the first time. So whether they're little kids, whether they're people who are just intrigued by having a piece of machinery that looks sort of old technology, is really encouraging for people to really go out and touch it and play with it. So in a way, it allows me to embrace people who may not have thought that they were interested in fiber arts in the first place, hopefully that they're going to be interested in taking more classes and finding out more about the fiber arts.
Kristen, is this a come and go as you please sort of an operation at either or both locations, or will there be regularly scheduled classes, or today we're working on a certain thing? How is that going to play out? Can people come and go as they please?
Well, it's kind of a hybrid. It's kind of both. The studio here, the maker studio here in the East Lansing Public Library, we are asking for people to reserve appointments so that they can learn the equipment, so they can get one-on-one training with staff and learn the equipment and then come in and use it on their own. The one downtown will be open Tuesday through Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and Saturdays from 11 to 5. And that is a drop-in from those hours, but we will also do specific programming. So we're going to allow birthday parties there for children, so that would be a reserved time. We're going to do specific sewing classes, so that will be kind of a specific time. But otherwise, people can come in and just use the equipment during those hours.
Meg, I want to learn more about what your plans are for this
space. Will people be taking a class when you're there? Will it just be that you're there to help if people have questions? Maybe a little bit of both? How's it going to work?
Well, the community loom is going to be set up for the entire time that the makerspace is there. So people are always going to have access to being able to play with the community loom. Now, in the future, whether I'm going to do some classes there or not is something that we're going to explore. But there's always going to be the loom to play with, and people can go ahead and just play around with that.
Kristen, is this something that, to your knowledge, other libraries have tried, or is this new in the world of libraries to open spaces like these?
Makerspaces have been kind of coming of age within libraries for probably going on 5 years now. The first one was actually in Fayetteville, New York, and they're kind of taken off of the idea of the hack space from MIT, and but yes, they are fairly new to Michigan. I think we are the first library in at least mid-Michigan to open one up outside of our library. So yeah, they are new. And I just want to feed on the idea of the community loom. And we really want people to understand that this space is their space. It's free for them to come and use, except for the printing cost of the 3D printer. But the idea to come and build something artistically through the loom and weaving all the different fabrics and the colors together, to me, that just shouts community. So it's really exciting. And I'm so thrilled that Meg is going to help us with that and provide the looms.
We're talking with Kristen Shelley, the director of the East Lansing Public Library, and Meg Croft of Woven Art on Grove Street in East Lansing about the library's 2.0 Maker Studio. We've talked about the looms a little bit, and you've mentioned 3D printing. Go into a little detail about what people will be able to do, not just the 3D printing and the looms that we've talked about in the other space. What else can people do? You mentioned Arduino. A lot of people won't know what that is.
An Arduino lab and being able to create. I am not the guru on that. Our tech person is. But what I have seen, what I have read in library journals and in computer journals, it's pretty cool. So, but we are working with the bike shop that is down on Albert Street and hoping that they'll come do workshops for us on bike repair. One of the cool things that I saw at the Detroit Public Library, the downtown Detroit Library, in their teen space, they have it's called The Hype, and they have a maker studio within their teen space. And one of the workshops was a bike shop coming in and showing children, teens, how to build their own bike. And I thought, how wonderful. I mean, there's their transportation to and from the library. So that, and then we are going to have a Lego hack space that is open to all ages, and you can use our Lego and just build and build and build as much as you want. Sewing machines, as I mentioned, and we want people to come in and create, you know, Halloween's coming up, Halloween costumes, making whatever they want to make. We're going to have at least 3 sewing machines in the space. So, and then we're going to have just some things as simple as water tables and bubble tables so children can play with bubbles in the space. One of the things about the space that we're going to have is that it has a shower room. So, because it was used by Douglas J for massages and facials, so there isn't a complete shower room. So, it leads itself well to a water table, to having water. So,
well, at least you have water and drainage.
Exactly, exactly. So, and we are going to paint, you know, one of the walls with chalkboard paint so people can create just using chalk, just that simply. So you don't have to be a high-end user. You don't have to be, you know, the most artistic person. We just want people to come and use the space and create together.
Meg, I want to ask you about taking part in an educational program like this and the degree to which it might help your business to help spread the word about the fact that Woven Art is on Grove Street in East Lansing. People that maybe hadn't been familiar with it before might encounter it there. Is this going to help your business, do you think?
Oh, I definitely think so. I'm a yarn shop, and we teach knitting, crocheting, spinning, how to spin your own yarn, and weaving. And so actually what we do, even though technically I'm a retail store, we do a lot of education and a lot of education as to where people's fiber comes from, where their yarn comes from. Does it come from China? Does it come from Turkey? Does it come from the United States? Does it come from a small farm? Mm-hmm. So a lot of what I do is education every day. So this is just an extension of that. I don't see it as being something outside the realm of my everyday duties at all. So in that respect, it sort of fulfills my own personal mission of educating people about fiber arts and where their materials come from and where their clothing comes from.
Kristen, I need to ask you about the budgeting for this project, the extent to which you had to buy new equipment. If you're paying rent for this new space at the Marriott, what kind of expenses are you incurring here?
Well, I'm very happy to say that both Maker Studios, the one here within the library, came from donated funds through our Books, Bites, and Bids fundraiser, and the one at the Marriott is an anonymous donor, has given us the funds to run it for 5 months. So after 5 months, we need to find the space and the funds to be able to operate it further. And it's been wonderful that people have come out and supported this effort.
Well, it sounds like if you want to get involved early to show that it's a success, that might help you raise the funds to keep it going beyond those 5 months.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, come out and show us how much you love the space.
East Lansing Public Library Director Kristen Shelley and Meg Croft of Woven Art on Grove Street in East Lansing. Thank you for joining us on Current State today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.